This is Oklahoma Perspective. There is a new entertainment venue in town called Synergy. It's located just north of 71st and Memorial. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills took a tour of the facility and talked to Aaron Lattice about the entertainment you'll find there.
This is quite a place. I mean, it's kind of hard to describe to people because it's so many different things sort of wrapped into one. So how do you guys basically describe it if you've got just a few words?
It's 62,000 square feet of just about everything you'd want if you have a kid inside of you.
And we all do.
And we do.
I know I do. All right, so everything from hyper bowling, and I'll get you to explain that in a second, too. I actually saw a giant Asteroids game, kind of a throwback. I've seen air hockey tables. I've seen, you know, some of the traditional games that you see, but also some really high-tech stuff, including virtual reality and the Dark Ride. What's the Dark Ride?
So the best way to describe Dark Ride is that you're on a roller coaster with 4D graphics coming at you. Looks like it's reaching out and touching you. You're in like a private theater. You have a gun that you're shooting these things on screen to see who can get the most points. And then we have wind blowing in your face, and we create the atmosphere of the conditions around you as well.
So, I mean, it really feels like you're tearing ass through this tunnel.
You will hear a lot of people screaming.
Which people screaming in this particular sense is a good thing. So you guys open today, is this a soft launch?
Or? This is a soft opening today.
Okay. So when is the big, like, is there an official, ribbon cutting or grand opening or something going on?
We do have a ribbon cutting on Thursday. We're looking at a hard launch on April 12th.
Okay. And what kind of, what will be in store for people who come to that big opening day?
So when they walk in, I mean, they're going to see smiling faces. At least they better. But you're going to come into something unexpected, and it always happens. We see people in awe every time they walk through the door because, yes, you see this building on the outside, and they see Synergy. And if they've looked us up, even on our website, it still doesn't begin to describe what we are.
Right. I mean, you got to look at pictures, but you really got to kind of tool around the place. It's loud. I'll say that. That's why we're sitting in one of the quieter areas of the place. And this right here, now this is a fully appointed bar with a really cool bar, by the way. Is that like marble or what is that?
It's a new material that came out. It's not marble. It's a different type of plastic, but it allows the bar to change colors.
Right.
And then we can set it to any mood. So if we have private events that is maybe themed out for them, we can change the color to it. It's got 64 color spectrum on it.
And what is this room called?
This is the main bar area. We have roughly 20 screens in here. And if you look behind you, there's a big projection that can actually break into four smaller projections. And each one can show something different. We can show any game. We have surround sound in here. And as you can tell, there's plenty of screens to watch from.
Oh, yeah. So is this part here can be rented out for like private affairs?
It can. This can be used as a private event area. And we have done it in the past. We'll have roughly 160 seats just in this bar area alone.
Now, let's not forget the name of the company, Synergy, starts with C-I-N. I'm sure that means cinema. So we've got some pretty cool movie theaters, too.
We do. We have what is called dine-in movie theaters. We have the latest and greatest as far as projection goes. We use laser projectors in most of our theaters. We also have the full reclining extra-wide leather-back seats that are heated lumbars. You have a call button, so you never have to get up to get something at our theaters. We let you enjoy the movie the whole time.
No more standing in line for overpriced popcorn, they'll bring it to you.
That is correct.
Well, that's pretty cool. Where are the theaters at? I didn't even see them.
So the theaters are directly behind you. You'll see a long hallway where it says cinemas.
Oh, okay.
We have 8 theaters total. We can actually use one as a private viewing theater. It has roughly 29 seats. The rest of the theaters are open to public at all times. And we have roughly 650 seats total.
How are ticket prices compared to like standard theaters?
We are trying to be below our competitors, so the average ticket price would be less than $10. Matinee prices would be less than $8.
Wow, so pretty good deal too. Then you can come out of the movie theater, and if you just haven't had enough fun, you can come out here and hunt deer, play hockey, drive crazy tracks. That dark thing sounds pretty cool. And then there's the escape rooms. Tell me about those.
So we hired the best company in the United States, which is Chills for Thrills. It is completely immersive. I mean, you set foot in that room. We had hand-painted murals on the walls, the sound, the lighting, and LED color spectrums to match everything that we're trying to provide in that theme. But from the floorboard to the ceiling, it is completely detailed out.
And the idea is you try to figure out how to get out.
Try to get out of the rooms, yes. A lot of secret rooms in this that you won't even realize are there. Things will fall out of the ceiling. Things will come out from behind the walls. There is moving parts. There's things that will seem like they're going to grab you, but they don't. But it's a lot of fun, very much a lot of fun.
Have you done it?
I have. My favorite one is Pirate's Cove.
Oh, so there's different escapes.
There is. We have five different escape rooms. We have Water Landing, Haunted Mansion, Bunker 57, Captain's Cove, and we're looking at the Gold Rush Saloon.
All right, so if somebody wanted to do a team building exercise for their company or whatever, that might make a good one. How many people can participate in an escape room at a time?
So we take up to 8 people at a time. We feel that's the perfect number for people to be able to move around, to be able to talk to each other and actually engage in the game.
Okay, so what if I just wanted to do it with one other person? Is that an option, or does it have to be full?
It is. You can rent out the whole room and have it private for yourself. A lot of people like to do that if they're just wanting adults in the room. Otherwise, it's open to the public up to 8 people.
Gotcha. All right, so it's basically the first 8 people online. Okay, you guys are next, and here we go.
And they can do everything online as well. They can book all their tickets online for the escape rooms.
Okay, and does that, I would presume, go for the movie theaters as well?
It does.
Okay. How much does the escape room cost? That's a separate thing from all the other games and stuff.
It is. It's $24.99 a person, and that's for a full hour.
For an hour. All right, so how do the games work? Do you come in, do you get a card and like charge up the card and then take it around to play the games, or do you put money in the games? How does that work?
So we use what is called a cashless system. We do accept cash, but we have it put on a fun card. This protects the people as well. They can register this card. As they go around and play the games on the fun card, they also earn points that they can redeem for PlayStations, Xbox Ones, drones, coach purses, coach wallets. You name it, we've got it, from adults for kids. But if they should ever lose the card, we can transfer all those points back on or cash back to their card. Also, if we find that somebody stole their card, we can track that card down to the last game they played and then redeem all that back onto another card for them. So they never have to worry about dropping a credit card or drop their cash on the floor.
So I can be here playing games and earning points, which would eventually let me get an Xbox One so I could play some of the games at home.
Basically. That is correct.
Wow. All right. How long do you think it would take me?
Turn the points? I've seen people earn them in one day. It depends how much you want to spend. Yes, for an Xbox.
I'm guessing there's a little bit of an investment in...
There is. There's a little bit of luck and skill involved in that as well. But we have games that pay out 5,000 points.
How many points does it take to win, like, one of the better prizes?
Anywhere between 50 to 60,000 points for one of those.
Okay. So you gotta have some skills, and you got to take some time, spend a little money, but you can get some pretty cool prizes. This is not plastic whistles and, like, squirt guns.
Correct. This is high-end prizes, but we do have things that are very kid-friendly as well.
All right, cool. So this is really a place for all ages. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff for kids, but you got a lot of stuff for adults, too.
That is true. We try to make it very versatile to all the demographics. We have 70-year-old people come in as couples playing our virtual reality games.
Tell me about the hyper bowling.
So hyper bowling is the newest and latest and greatest thing out in bowling. It's not like bowling at all. It's not traditional bowling. The best way to describe it is you have these bumpers that are LED lit that have colors that are moving around. You have to hit a certain color and then match it to the pin on the other end. So you knock those down and you gain points. Depending on the color that you hit, the more points you'll get.
So for those of you who bowl and throw gutter balls all the time, in this particular case, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
You're trying to hit the sides.
We want you to hit the sides.
So the trick is to hit the sides at the right time with the right color is lit.
That is correct.
That's how you get the big points.
That's how you get the big points and become the big winner.
Aaron Lattice, general manager of the new Synergy Entertainment Center, located just north of 71st and Memorial. The Heller Theater is planning a new double feature theater night on April the 19th. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked to the two playwrights who will feature their plays that evening.
So we're here with a couple of Tulsa playwrights who are putting together a double feature. It's this production of Heller Theater, local theater company here, who really concentrates on local works, which is something that not a lot of theater companies do. We've got Shadia Dalal and David Blakely. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, so we've got a double feature. That means two plays. And this is not a drive-in type double feature. This is a theater double feature. But tell us a little bit about why we're doing two plays on one night. And I'm going to start with you, David. You are the playwright in residence for Heller.
I am. Last year, Heller Theater sort of concentrated completely on brand new work. And the work that we did last year involved an evening of three different one acts. And it was very successful. It was also just a hard to finagle three plays.
Right. I mean, triple feature. Good grief.
Yes. Yeah. So we narrowed it down to two and always had Shadia's as a play that we wanted to do because it's really quite wonderful.
All right. So your play is called...
Niñas de la Tierra.
Niñas de la Tierra. Okay, I'm going to have you translate that for me. What's
okay,
that mean?
Okay, Children of the Earth.
Children of the Earth. Can you tell us a little bit about what the play is about?
Well, it deals with a woman and her child crossing the southern border, and it is mainly in the style of magical realism. And as somebody described it, it is a cuento, which is a Mexican folktale. And I started writing this about almost 3 years ago in David's workshop, playwriting workshop. And so they kept telling me to expand it. So it came from just a very short reading into a full-length one act.
All right. And you've got some background in theater. You have a master's degree.
I've got a master's from OSU. My bachelor's is from Cal State Fullerton and in theater.
And what was the impetus for writing this play? What gave you the idea? What was the germ that made you go, this is something I want to say on stage?
Well, I always wanted to write. And when I first came to David with these ideas, these weird characters, and I asked him, can all that stuff go on stage? He said, yes, just do it. Just write it. And so I feel like David is my mentor. He really helped me a lot with this because I thought a lot of the stuff that I came up with was kind of bizarre and crazy, but it all works.
All right. So, David, how active of a role did you take in writing her play? I mean, I know that you wrote the other one. We'll get to that in a second. But do you look over her stuff and go, this works, this doesn't? Or
I have looked over it a couple of times. I think that Shadi is a very strong writer, first and foremost. When she took that writing class oh so long ago, she had some ideas. Can I put these on stage? And I said, let's not worry about whether we could put them on stage until you get them down, and then we'll see. And she has done a marvelous job of sort of creating a landscape for her play that is very, very real. The desert, the flora and fauna of the desert sort of being part of what it is to be in that play. They're alive and talking to us, and it's breathtaking.
There's the magical realism mm-hmm. part of it. Mm-hmm. All right. And David, your play is called Trading Privileges.
Yes.
All right. So what's that one about?
It is about a trading post in Indian Territory in 1859. It is, it concerns, it has five characters in it, all of which want something. There is the trader, his wife. There's a couple of Seminole Indians. There is a freeman, a freed slave, who is trying to create a town of freedmen and getting supplies for that.
All right. So this is by Indian Territory. That's pre-state Oklahoma.
Yes, it is.
This is pre-Civil War. Wow. Was there a lot of people, freed slaves and white people even in Oklahoma at that time?
There were tons of white people here. Perhaps not legally, but... some of them were, and the tradespeople were here legally. The freed slave that is in the play is actually a freed Seminole slave, and part of his negotiation of freedom came from negotiations with the federal government, the U.S. federal government, with Seminoles. He was one of the negotiators.
So, was this based on historical characters?
The main character is. The two main characters, Christian Wells, the trader, founded the town Wellston, Oklahoma, and John Cohia, or Gopher John, or Horse John. He went by several different names. Is an incredibly interesting hero, I would say, of this time.
So what was your inspiration or impetus to write this play?
I have been writing a lot about Oklahoma history recently, and this was an untold story that I thought ought to be told.
All right, so Shadia in Niñas de la Tierra. Clearly, I don't speak Spanish, but in this play, what is the message you think comes through, or what message you think are you trying to get across to people with this play?
I think especially in the current situation we have,
Talking politically along the border.
Along the border. I think when we have a certain person refer to Latinos, people coming from the southern border, as an invasion, I think we have to look back onto the Christ consciousness of what we really should be doing. And that is that we should be welcoming them, we should be helping them, and we should be creating some type of program that is going to satisfy everybody. But the main thing is, whenever I hear somebody say, oh, you know, we can't let those people in, I think, what would you do if it were your family? And so the message I'm trying to get across is that everybody wants to eat, everybody wants to live, everybody wants to be safe, and everybody wants to feel loved.
Interesting. All right. And David, what about your play? Is it just sort of interesting from a historical perspective, or is there a social message or a theme in there?
Well, there is. One of the things that Heller wanted to do was find a piece that would pair well with Shadia's piece. And this particular play that I have written is every single character in it can be considered by the other folks as the other. And whether that is, as Shadia suggested, an invader, a misplaced person, whatever you want to call that. And a lot of the presumptions of the other come from race. So we have Seminole, Indian, African-American, actually African, Seminole, and Spanish-American. And then we have Anglo-Saxons.
So sort of forcing these characters into a space and making them dialogue with each other and deal with each other as humans and not necessarily just others.
Right. Right. And the suspicion that comes with that, trying to overcome that or not be able to overcome that sense of other.
Interesting. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Nuts and Bolts. When is this play, when are they going to be staged? When can people go to see them? Where? How do they get tickets? All that? They look at each other going, you tell him. No, you tell him.
Exactly. That's right. They go up April 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the next weekend after that.
Which would be 26, 7, 8?
I think that's right.
I'm just doing math in my head.
It's the last two weekends of April.
There you go. Last two
19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th.
Okay. So evening performances, matinees?
Yes. Evening. Uh-huh.
Evening performances. Mm-hmm. And where?
At Nightingale Theater.
Nightingale. Okay.
Yes.
I love that place. So kitschy. Mm-hmm. And how do people go about getting tickets?
You can get them online. You can go to HellerTheaterCompany.org.
The Heller Theater Company website?
Yes.
Okay. That's Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, theater with an R-E, T-H-E-A-T-R-E-C-O. So HellerTheaterCO.com. Read more information about the, is it .com or .org? I saw that look on your face, David.
I was going to say .org.
I'll be Googling that while I do. And do we know what ticket prices are yet? Or
I believe there's a discount if they get them early. I believe it's $17.
$17 if you get them before March 31st, and it's $20 for adults. Seniors and students will be $17 no matter what.
Outstanding. Okay, so.
And I might add.
It's calm.
We're the talent. We don't know any of that.
Well, then who should I have brought in, David? I should have brought in the bookkeeper. They could have told me. Okay. I have, it is HellerTheaterCo.com. You can get more information on these shows.
David Blakely and Shadia Dalal. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.